Welcome to a podcast from the edge. I'm absolutely fine, but mini.
5 minutes broadcast live from the edge, the brink, the overwhelm, the vortex slips into your feed every Friday.
Not that Friday feeling, but rather all the fucking feelings.
All the fucking feelings. Just to let you know that this week is nearly over and there's only one more week to go before you have to get through the next week.
Oh God, here we go.
Here we go.
Hi everyone, I'm Emily and I'm absolutely fine, but I've got the 100-day cough. It is actually called that. I was saying to someone in the park the other day that I was just coughing all the time. They're like, oh, you've got the 100-day cough. Oh. It's a fucking nightmare. I'm just coughing all the time.
Yes, you are. Poor you. Hi everyone, I'm Annabelle. I'm absolutely fine. But I need to ask you, how many days into the 100-day cough are you, do you think? Just ballpark.
I don't know, 3 weeks?
Okay, it's not very long because I need you to be well and happy and healthy. And also I need you to stop coughing because there is something so infuriating about someone else's cough.
It's so annoying.
Oh my God.
I'm annoying
I'm
myself.
So sorry. Well, you're annoying me. I can't believe I've admitted that. I can't believe I'm admitting this either. There are things in life that you never think you're going to do.
No.
And Emily and I have just done one, which is, okay, after 6 years of writing a newsletter and sending it out for free, just blithely bowling along and loving it, all our laughter and tears going down and being sent out. We have started a mid-adulthood community on Substack.
I feel like we should apologise.
Sorry. In the form of a weekly newsletter. And we are charging as little as they will let us charge,
yep,
aren't we?
The really? Smallest amount.
The smallest amount that we charge less if we could. We hate the fact that we have to charge and we hate the fact that we have to change because change is awful, change is terrible change. Ugh. So we're feverishly putting together content and trying to organise discounts for you, money off all our favourite brands. For example, our brilliant friends at Stripe and Stare, the most comfortable and also kind of quite sexy knickers in the world, are going to give you a big chunk off later in the month.
Yeah.
In fact, why don't you email us at hello@themidult.com and tell us where you'd like a discount and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
I mean,
great.
Why not? Anyway, you can find Midulthood, laughter, tears, conversation in all its messy glory at midulthood.substack.com. I mean, even that's annoying, isn't it?
I know. I feel like we're terrible people now.
Do you think it shows on our faces?
What etched in our... I mean, I've been lying in bed going, if we get 30% off here, that will cover the price of admission. You know, so that sort of maths.
I know. Talk about imposter syndrome. We really are feeling super weird about this.
I know.
Anyway, sorry and thank you and hello and terrible people. And I think sometimes I feel like a terrible person, or even more like a terrible person, when I look at a photograph of myself.
Well, you feel like your inner demon is actually revealed, like captured.
Yes, like who else sometimes finds a photograph of themselves where they have one enormous orb-like sort of roving eye and one tiny demonic beady eye?
You know, why does that happen?
One vast, one tiny. Is that the truth? Is that what, look at me.
I'm looking at you.
And?
No, they look exactly the same size.
They're the same. Maybe one eye is slightly bigger than the other. One boob is slightly bigger. And they say that's true. One ear is like 1 foot, so on and so forth. But the eye thing, Jesus.
But only in pictures.
Yes.
Right, because I've never noticed, I've never sat opposite someone and gone, oh, I think your eye, I've noticed a wandering eye, but that's different.
Various kinds of wandering eyes. Do you think it's to do with the rictus grin? This is an advertisement from BetterHelp Therapy Online.
Okay, serious question. How many times have you been out recently? Actually, you know, scratch that. How many times have you woken up the day you were supposed to go out and felt flooded with dread? How long have you spent praying that the other person will cancel so you don't have to?
And yet, just as we're avoiding people, so many of us feel really lonely and more tired than ever, particularly now the days are getting a bit longer and you think, how am I going to have the energy to go out into the world?
Our social batteries are very flat at the moment, and that can make us feel isolated, which can lead to trouble. And in my experience, therapy has helped me track my best energy sources and helped me better identify what leaves me feeling depleted.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try?
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a registered therapist and switch anytime for no additional charge.
With over 1,000 therapists in the UK already, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise.
Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/midult. That's better, H-E-L-P.com/midult.
BetterHelp,
Because sometimes the best thing to do is acknowledge that we are not, in fact, absolutely fine.
Yes. What you mean, like the sort of, or just the panic.
Yeah.
Exerting itself in one direction.
Yes.
Like a sort of reverse stroke.
Yes. Creeping up into one eye, yes. Shutting one eye and then...
And then exploding the other.
Exactly that. And strange things happen in photographs. Like, you know when you've lost a limb?
Yes. Yes, I know. All that Kate Middleton scandal was crazy because I've seen so many photographs that I've taken where I've suddenly added an extra, like a hand has appeared out yes. of nowhere.
Whose hand is that?
Who, I don't know.
And where's my leg gone?
Where's my leg gone?
Yeah, and apart from the face and the chins or lack of or all that stuff that the photographs do, they do things to limbs. Like, you know, sometimes you have a sort of vast... muscular arm or leg or foot or hand, like Gaston in Beauty and the Beast, like you've eaten 5 dozen eggs for breakfast, like a great big meat hook of a... You know, you were talking about that picture you saw of yourself the other day in the christening dress.
Yes, so I opened my cupboard the other day and I pulled out a dress and I thought, I literally had like a kind of violent, like almost a little bit of vomit in mouth reaction to it. And it's because I remember this picture at a christening and I'm in the background, but honestly, I'm wearing a dress and there's something, one of my arms looks like a slab of meat. Like a kind of...
Ham.
Like a ham, exactly. Like, ooh, Kate Middleton has replaced her child's arm with a ham.
With a ham?
Yeah.
I know, no, I really sympathise. And also there's something about being like a background beast.
Yes.
So you're not meant to be in the picture. You're just like a creature in the back. And people, anyone normal and sort of civilised says to you, if they have a picture of you, do you mind if I post it on social media if they want to, right? But if you're in the background, it supposedly doesn't count.
I know. And if you like do that horrible thing which everybody does, where they pull in on photographs yes. on Instagram
yes.
and you can just see the person in the back who's literally like the creature from the lagoon or whatever
yeah.
it was
yeah.
with the sort of seaweed for hair and kind of like hunchback and all of it. And there you are
one
in all
tooth.
Your glory, snaggling out.
One tooth, many, many chins, you know, three extra legs and no arms. And I mean, honestly, the alchemy of photographs.
I know. I really envy the people who've studied, have taken the time to like study their pose. You know, have you noticed now people like when we go and take selfies or people take pictures, you notice that people suddenly do that little weird thing.
Yeah, where like a funny shimmy.
Like a shimmy where they suddenly turn it on and they're in exactly the right place. And I'm always just looking agog at that. And then therefore I look like a crazed person.
I in the past have set an intention to study my pose. And then, as with so many things, I couldn't be asked.
Maybe we should do this now.
Okay, let's have a go and we'll let you know how that goes.
And hopefully we'll see you on Substack.
Yes, thank you so much. Sorry.
Bye.